Salino, and you on a police. You come by eye to eye, you not to man a police. You treat like the boy, try to be me, the boy's a prisoner. In my name, I'm a paragraph, the police come and take it. And then come to no center, oh, because I put 50 come into a sally property. Ever wonder why? Whenever you treat peace over BS, you can't tell I'm a consequence. Ever wonder why? I put my keys just once in a round, full of a couple and a confidence. To me, I just do me character. To the terrorist, you need to put me in a rush. Those are just me, I'm a natural. You need to write the answer. Never hope to say,
featuring Killer One in Soul Cat, Ms. Wong, and Slab D, and Bobby East in the song Input on Power. Stand by for the part and lunchtime news. This is the Zed Takedown.
The takeover is here. The power is here. 91.3 FM. Bringing you the press news. New Saga, our Cowboy, City Stone, and Copper Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, concerned with former health rather concerned with former health minister Alex Katakwe's token of appreciation remarks. Natesland government over declined education quality, teacher motivation. In international news, Ebola outbreak kills 88 in DR Congo as WHO declares global emergency. And in sports, Nora Hupley returns as Copper Queens prepare for Four Nations tournament. With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Tarsis. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has confirmed it is fully prepared for the presidential nominations, which officially open today, May 18th. ECZ Corporate Affairs Manager Patricia Luhanga has stated that preparations are at an advanced stage, with the Commission currently accrediting stakeholders who will be allowed access to the nomination center. Ms. Luhanga has explained that their accreditation process includes local monitors, international observers, members of the media, and political party officials, adding that the accreditation serves as a mandatory pass for entry into the nomination center. The Anti-Corruption Commission has expressed concern over remarks attributed to former health minister Alex Katakwe, suggesting that there is nothing wrong with public officials receiving something for talk time from members of the public as appreciation for services rendered. Speaking in a statement, the commission said the remarks had the potential to encourage corruption in public institutions. The ACC explained that the Anti-Corruption Act No. 3 of 2012 clearly defines corruption as the soliciting, accepting, obtaining, giving, promising, or offering of gratification by way of a bribe or any personal inducement. The commission stated that gratification includes corrupt payments in cash or kind, except for casual gifts which must be unsolicited, modest in value, seasonal, and not connected to official duties. The ACC further reminded public officers that what may appear as a token of appreciation can amount to a bribe when linked to services rendered. The commission also cited the revised code of ethics for the public service and local government, which prohibits public servants from accepting gifts or benefits that may compromise integrity, judgment, or impartiality. The ACC has since urged all public officers to uphold professionalism, accountability, and integrity in the discharge of their duties. In another development, National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACEZ Executive Director Dr. Aaron Chansa says despite performing well in promoting access to education, the quality of education under the UPND government has extremely dropped. Dr. Chansa reveals that Zambia is currently facing more than 90% learning poverty, with learners from grade 1 to grade 5 unable to read and write. He warned that this situation is alarming and detrimental to the country's future. Dr. Chancellor attributes the decline in education quality to overcrowding in government schools, insufficient desks, lack of adequate textbooks, and inconsistent literacy programs. Analyzing the 5 years of UPND administration, Dr. Chancellor said the government has scored 35% on quality education and 90% on access to education. Dr. Chancellor lamented that many graduates at various education levels show little evidence of benefiting from the country's education system, noting that even college and university graduates suffer to perform effectively in the industry. Dr. Chancellor also accused the new Dawn administration of failing to motivate teachers adequately. He said despite numerous promises, majority of teachers remain without salary upgrades or substantive confirmations after acting in positions for years. He stated that the situation has left thousands of teachers frustrated across the country. In more news, farming experts are urging stakeholders and emerging farmers to focus on financial planning and climate-smart agricultural practices as the agricultural marketing season advances. Climate-smart agriculture expert Dr. Oliver Kandola-Wulaya has underscored the need for farmers to use the current marketing period not only to sell their produce but also to assess their financial performance and plan for future farming activities. Dr. Wulaya stresses that understanding market trends, resource availability and production costs is vital for effective budgeting and enhanced profitability. In an exclusive interview with Par FM, Dr. Wulaya noted that farmers who plan ahead are better equipped to maximize income and manage challenges such as rising input costs and changing weather conditions. Meanwhile, agriculture and livestock expert Emmanuel Chileche highlighted the importance of proper land assessment before planting. He emphasized that field location, soil fertility, and overall land productivity are key factors influencing agricultural success. In international news, a fast-moving Ebola outbreak of the Bugyo strain has killed more than 80 people in the Democratic Republic of Congo and reached the majority city of Goma, prompting the World Health Organization to declare an international health emergency amid fears the real scale of the crisis is far larger than reported. Professor Jean-Jacques Muyembe, head of the National Institute of Biomedical Research, confirmed that the epicenter lies in the Mongbualo health zone, with infections quickly moving to Bunia, Wampara, and now Goma. Health officials warn that the outbreak is unfolding in a densely populated, conflict-affected region, complicating containment. In international news, Cape Verdeans headed to the polls on Sunday in legislative elections marked by uncertainty, with five parties competing and Prime Minister Ulysses Correa Silva seeking a rare third term in a country long praised for its political stability. At polling stations in Mindelo and Praia, many voters voiced hopes for change or at least for more accountability. Others stressed the need for stronger institutional checks. Foreman Zhao Fortes argued that the parliamentary balance is essential. Under Cape Verde's parliamentary system, the party with the most votes forms the government and selects the Prime Minister. Silva's centre-right movement for democracy in power since 2016 faces its main challenge from the African Party for the Independence of Cape Verde, PAICV, now led by